Now that they had reached the office safely, they were both exhilarated, laughing as they pushed into the bright lights of the waiting room. The nurse met them. The moment he saw her, he knew something was wrong. She had large blue eyes and a pale face that might have been 40 or 25, and whenever something was not to her liking, a thin vertical line formed across her forehead, just between her eyes. It was there now as she gave them her news. Bentley's car had fishtailed on the unplowed country road where he lived, spun around twice on the ice beneath the snow, and floated into a ditch.
"You're saying Dr. Bentley won't be coming?" his wife asked.
The nurse nodded. She was tall, so thin and angular it seemed the bones might poke from beneath her skin at any moment. Her large blue eyes were solemn and intelligent. For months, there had been rumors, jokes, that she was a little bit in love with him. He had dismissed them as idle office gossip, annoying but natural when a man and single woman worked in such close proximity day after day. And then, one evening, he had fallen asleep at his desk. He'd been dreaming, back in his childhood home, his mother putting up jars of fruit that gleamed jewel-like on the oilcloth-covered table beneath the window. His sister, age 5, sat holding a doll in one listless hand. A passing image, perhaps a memory, but one that filled him simultaneously with sadness and with yearning. The house was his, but empty now, deserted when his sister died and his parents moved away. The rooms his mother had scrubbed to a dull gleam abandoned, filled only with the rustlings of squirrels and mice. He'd had tears in his eyes when he opened them, raising his head from the desk. The nurse was standing in the doorway, her face gentled by emotion. She was beautiful in that moment, half smiling, not at all the efficient woman who worked beside him so quietly and competently each day. Their eyes met, and it seemed to the doctor that he knew her, that they knew each other in some profound and certain way. For an instant, nothing whatsoever stood between them. It was an intimacy of such magnitude that he was motionless, transfixed. Then she blushed severely and looked aside. She cleared her throat and straightened, saying that she had worked 2 hours overtime and would be going. For many days, her eyes would not meet his. After that, when people teased him about her, he made them stop. "She's a very fine nurse," he would say, holding up one hand against the jokes, honoring that moment of communion they had shared. "She's the best I've ever worked with." This was true, and now he was very glad to have her with him.
"How about the emergency room?" she asked. "Could you make it?"
The doctor shook his head. The contractions were just a minute or so apart.
"This baby won't wait," he said,
looking at his wife. Snow had melted in her hair and glittered like a diamond tiara.
"This baby's on its way."
"It's all right,"
his wife said, stoic. Her voice was harder now, determined.
"This will be a better story to tell him growing up, him or her."
The nurse smiled, the line still visible, though fainter, between her eyes.
"Let's get you inside then," she said. "Let's get you some help with the pain."
He went into his own office to find a coat, and when he entered Bentley's examination room, his wife was lying on the bed, her feet in the stirrups. The room was pale blue, filled with chrome and white enamel and fine instruments of gleaming steel. The doctor went to the sink and washed his hands. He felt extremely alert, aware of the tiniest details. And as he performed this ordinary ritual, he felt his panic at Bentley's absence begin to ease.